you know what you want for Christmas?
A cute toy.
No, I just want my family back.
That's what I want for Christmas.
We'll see what Santa can do, okay?
It's Christmas, so be of good cheer.
Merry Christmas.
Tis the season to watch telly on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, December 23rd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Spending on data center construction looks poised to surpass office building construction as soon as next year, according to U.S. Census Bureau data. That's leaving commercial real estate investors vulnerable to any potential correction in AI that disrupts demand for data centers. So far, though, the reward outweighs the risk. Per the National Council of Real Estate Investment Fiduciaries, data centers yielded an 11.2% return last year, higher than every other sector other than manufactured housing. Meanwhile, layoffs are expected across the marketing industry due to AI. A new survey from executive search firm Spencer Stuart found 36% of marketing leaders expect to reduce headcount over the next 2 years by utilizing AI or eliminating redundancies. At larger companies, with $20 billion or more in revenue, the outlook was grimmer, with almost half of respondents saying they expect to cut staff, and about a third said they already did so this year. Still, most CEOs have yet to see the desired returns or savings from their AI spending sprees, according to another poll by advisory firm 10AO of more than 350 CEOs at public companies. And Samsung Electronics plans to acquire the advanced driver assistance systems business of Germany's ZF Group, stepping up its push into vehicle components. Samsung announced today that its auto component and audio subsidiary, Harman International, will take over ZF's ADAS unit for about $1.76 billion in order to deliver safer, more intelligent, and more intuitive in-vehicle experiences. The acquisition is expected to close by the second half of next year, pending regulatory approvals. And a quick programming note before we go, we'll be off tomorrow and Thursday for the holidays, but we'll be back Friday morning with another Tech Minute.